This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast, and around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. You are on the escape pod.
We're all good.
We are good.
We are good.
We are good. I couldn't figure out whether we're on or not, but we are on. Hello, everybody. My name's Russ Masterson, and I'm playing with the panel again today, and I have no idea what I'm doing. Isn't that the truth?
Well, we're on air, so you must be doing something right.
So escape hour.
That's right.
We are live to air now, and I have got the lovely Tad with me. Hello, Tad.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. We have the lovely Fiona, who's another member of the team.
Yeah. Hi. I'm good too.
That's good to hear. And we have a special guest today, Andre, which we will come back to very soon. Hello, Andre.
Hello, Russ.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. So we are the foodie / travel show, which is very exciting. So we have a great panel and team here, and we love to talk about food and travel. So on the...
everything.
We do, yeah.
Well, we can just continuously fantasize about our coming holidays and what we're going to eat next.
It's a good workshopping opportunity, isn't it?
It is, really. It's inspirational.
Yes,
we know how to have a good time on the show, I think. You know, we almost got a gin tour away last week, but we didn't have any takers for it. No. So I think what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to go on the gin tour as designed by Fiona, right?
Definitely.
And then we'll come back here
just
and
for payback. Yeah.
Maybe we can do an outside broadcast.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? From the gin palace.
We can do that.
From the
gin palace. Yeah. It would work.
It's just up the street.
Yeah.
We're just a team of wanderlust as well.
Yeah. Someone's got to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So this week in travel, I always find it really interesting. The people who book with the low-cost carriers, meaning Tiger and Jetstar, they do it because the airline's cheap, and we're lucky to have them in Australia, because what it's enabled Australians to do is travel very cheaply from point A to point B. But more often than not, you'll get an SMS. I had a customer this week in the agency that got an SMS from one of them that basically said, an hour before the flight, your flight's been cancelled due to engineering requirements. So
that's a bit of a very loose
terminus. Exactly.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, my understanding of it, I've flown with one of them several times, and when they send me that message based on engineering requirements, it means to me that they don't have enough passengers on the plane, and they've just decided to cancel the flight for economic reasons. It's got nothing to do with passenger safety.
No, that's right. Because if they knew specifically what was wrong with the aircraft, they would give you that information.
Exactly.
You know, people are a bit more higher level intelligence than that, I think.
Well, I just don't know why they keep spinning that reason. I think it's a really poor reason just to keep spinning. I think, you know, for me as a traveller, and I don't, you know, Fiona, you might agree with this, I would rather know the truth. I would rather know if you don't have enough passengers to run the flight, well, so be it. I accept that. What do you think?
I think that they should give you a little bit more notice, though. I mean, the truth, absolutely. Yeah. But to completely inconvenience people like that is really... It's unforgivable because people have plans, and those they should be respected somewhat. But clearly it doesn't matter.
The numbers, you know, a couple of hours ahead of time if they're not going to fill the aircraft.
You would know that the day before. How many people actually buy flights...
Like on the day.
The day of a flight, not very often.
No, exactly. And then what happened to this guy was he was rescheduled onto a flight the next day.
Mm. Right.
So not even the same day. It was the next day. So
you'd want to be on the next flight.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And so the naysayers will say, well, it serves yourself right. You should have booked with Qantas or Virgin because, you know, they're the ones that have flights that leave every hour and yada, yada, yada.
You know, they all have problems with service. And I think the important thing is, was that gentleman compensated in any way for the inconvenience? And why wasn't he put on the next flight out?
Okay, you know? Well, here's how it played out. He rang the airline, and the airline said, sorry, there's nothing we can do about it. Yeah. All of our flights are full. And then he complained about the fact that he was stuck in Melbourne with nowhere to stay. So after going to a higher person in the customer service centre, he was finally offered one night's accommodation in Melbourne.
Right.
They weren't even going to offer that.
No. This is why I wanted to talk about this today, is because there are a whole heap of people out there that just would turn around and say, oh, well, my bad luck for choosing to fly with these airlines, never again. So you do have rights.
You do, and I think it's like anything, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil in a lot of sense, that if you're not getting satisfaction, you know, push it. Go to the next level.
And Ted, you're big on customer service. I mean, A, you're American, and B, America is a very, very service orientated country.
It is, and they don't always get it right either. But I think it's putting that out there, what your expectation is, and you're entitled to that. And you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, the old saying, the customer is always right, doesn't really have validity, but it does, because you are a customer and you expect to get on that plane because you've paid your money at that time and you chose that time for a reason. And if it doesn't happen, okay, things happen that make that not possible sometimes, but you should be compensated for that.
Exactly right. And I think what's interesting about this particular case is he then turned around and said, I don't want to stay in Melbourne tonight. I've got to be back in Sydney for work the next day. And they said, again, well, there's nothing we can do about that. So then he said, I want my money back. And and they said, well, we've already offered you compensation in a flight the next day. So then he had to speak to another supervisor, who turned around and said, well, okay, we'll refund your money. And then this particular customer it all got too much for him after he'd spoken to four or five people. And he said, listen, you are owned by another airline in this country, your parent airline. I want to go on that airline, and you are going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And so after he'd stomped his feet several times and, you know...
Sounds
you know,
like me.
Never portray an angry queen. You know what we're like. We don't stop. There is always a final outcome.
Yeah. Only at your peril.
That's right.
Yes. And you can always remind them about your 80,000 social media followers or whoever it is, you know.
That's right.
So what are you entitled to? So I think this is what you're entitled to. If they can't offer you the service, you're entitled to a full refund. If they're going to cancel your flight and they're going to send you out the next day, and that seems like a lot of fun to you and you want to spend more time in the city of your choice, they do have to pay for your accommodation. Okay, so the other thing is both of these airlines, and we can say this much, that Jetstar is owned by Qantas and Tiger Air is owned by Virgin.
Yep.
These parent companies are there for a reason, and that's to inject money into these baby airlines. And so if you stomp your feet hard enough, you should be put on the parent airline and got to your destination at a reasonable time rather than having to wait 24 hours.
So, definitely.
Well, that's very good to know.
Yeah, it is very good to know.
Because I'm sure it happens all the time.
And, you know, while we're on this topic, Fiona, how do you feel about having to you buy a ticket to go to Singapore, for example, and then on top of that you have to pay for a seat?
I'm not happy. Not happy at all.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
I mean, I don't think I'd live long if I had to sit on the wing. So, honestly, a seat is really part and parcel of it.
Yeah, I don't.
And your sandwich and your bag.
Exactly right. It's just insane. That's what I love about going. You know, people think that they're saving money by booking with Jetstar and Scoot and Tiger Air and all these airlines. But by the time you pay for your bags, by the time you pay for your seats, and by the time you're paying for your food, you're paying the same price as Singapore Airlines or Qantas.
Absolutely. And you know the old adage, you get what you pay for.
Exactly.
Every time.
Can I add to that story, Russ?
Sure, Andre.
When I went to South Africa in the past, I used to buy the main ticket, so Sydney-Joburg, and then I would locally buy the add-ons Joburg-Cape Town or Joburg-Durban.
Yes.
What it meant, though, was that my bags weren't checked through all the way, which meant that there was a delay and there was a scrambling and a rushing to get the bag and to get it onto the next flight. So this time coming back, I ticketed myself all the way from Melbourne through to Cape Town via Joburg and via Sydney.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what it means, though, is that you get all the, and you also get, I'm flying premium economy back, which means I get 40 kilos yep. all the way through,
yeah.
which if it's ticketed separately, you don't get that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And also then you have that the hassle of having to pick up and manage and, the luggage.
And pay for luggage when you get to your yep. destination.
So there
and,
you go.
Yep.
And it's that's the convenience, too. You don't have to worry about the luggage.
Exactly.
And so you would have ticketed it domestically in South Africa.
Yes,
and
correct.
That's why you would get the domestic allocation
correct.
For luggage. Yeah,
correct.
And this is something you should talk to your travel agent about always yeah. when you're booking international flights. Unless you're very well travelled and you know what you're entitled to, quite often or not, and Tad, you'll know this because yeah. you go back to the States a lot, that you know major airlines here in Australia will include a lot of domestic flights
Definitely.
In the United States. Yeah. And so then you've got all of these bonus extras,
you
the
do.
International, what do you call the international bonuses?
Yeah,
go onto your domestic flights.
That's yeah. right. And I mean, when I go back to New York, it's, you know, I will use our national carrier because they fly directly through to JFK. And yeah. again, you don't have to worry about your luggage. You know, if there's a delay with the flight, they're going to hold that next flight for you because there's a whole plane load of people that won't be on it. You know,
yes.
basically, you know, so
exactly.
it's just nice, you know, and it's just that level of comfort where I don't run through airports. I refuse to, even if the plane's late,
yeah.
I won't do it.
No,
not my fault. You know,
I'm always been amused when someone gets on a plane and they're suffering. They look like they're going to have a heart attack if they've run from 45 terminals.
I've been doing some running for planes lately because, of course, in Terminal 4, it's so far to walk to the plane. And I always leave it at the last minute and
I
can't find a car park in the long-term car park. And then I'm running, running.
But I mean for connecting flights,
oh, yes.
not just catching that first one, but it's the connecting one because it wasn't my fault I didn't get there on time.
Mm. I think I did mention on this show that my last Terminal 4 experience after that, I swore never to fly that airline again, and I won't.
Mm.
Just specifically for that reason, because I almost missed a flight because I didn't know where it is,
right.
where it was, and it's just a schmozzle.
Yeah. Well, we are going to go to some messages, and then we're going to come back and talk South Africa. But engineering requirements, we don't believe
it. I like that.
Mm. Yeah.
No, we don't buy it.
It's a made-up term by airlines.
It's a lot of bull.
Yeah, it's a lot of bull, is mm-hmm. right. It's a made-up term by airlines for saying, we don't have enough passengers, so you're off.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening this week. This is The
Great.
Escape Hour.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.